Something else we believe, which is eliminate what's called Section 7 protections under the National Labor Relations Act, which means it's essentially very legalistic stuff, which boils down to since 1935 in this country, under the National Labor Relations Act, all workers, regardless of whether or not they were trying to form a union or not, had what was called protection for concerted activity, which means that if a bunch of workers get together to try and resolve something on the job collectively, they were protected from being fired. That provision, we believe, is also going to be stripped away from the law, assuming Murphy Oil is a 5-4 ruling, which is what we assume it will be. And that is going to try and basically, it's got like a bullseye on the alt-labor movement.
And the alt-labor movement, that's folks will be thinking about Fight for 15 or, you know, groups like Make the Road that are not themselves
Restaurant
unions.
Opportunity Center, exactly. All the groups that have been showing some real success, they've been heavily using Section 7 protections under the Act, but not in the cause of forming a union. If Murphy Oil goes through, we believe that they're going to strip Section 7 protections, which ironically will push people back to only having concerted activity protection if they are trying to form a union, which is sort of weird, except, again, we know that with the other mechanisms of anti-trade union behavior that the Trump administration is, you know, like stripping all the enforcers from the National Labor Relations Board, they're not going to exactly make it easy to have protection from the National Relations Act, even if they are trying to form a union, right? Which is why my lifelong argument is it's going to take a whole lot of internal organizing as well as community support to rebuild the labor movement, which is just the support we need right now from the women's movement.
I do think that people are genuinely interested, some of them for the first time, in how to make change happen, you know, how to actually do organizing, not to be confused with tweeting your opinions or sharing a story on Facebook. Perfectly legit exercises in themselves, just not the same thing as organizing. I remember Alicia Garza talking about being in people's living rooms knee to knee, you know, and you
have to have
also a theory of change. You have to be thinking about how change actually happens, right?
Yes, and I think knee-to-knee is perfect. You know, I mean, we talk a lot about face-to-face organizing. A lot of people say to me, you know, well, Jane, in the era of social media, why do we have to do face-to-face organizing? And, you know, the truth is there is no way that by establishing a tweeting relationship with someone that you're going to be able to help carry that person through a deeply fearful moment. And fear is the weapon of choice, not just by union busters, but since you mentioned Alicia Garza, right, whether it's institutionalized police forces, whether it's whatever the mobilization that we're doing is, whether it's Standing Rock, right? I mean, fear is the weapon of our opposition. And for people to get past fearful moments, they generally need to have built face-to-face, knee-to-knee solidarity with the people that they're in the struggle with. And that's a part of what organizing is.
That was Jane McAlevey speaking with Counterspin in 2018. And that's it for Counterspin for this week. Counterspin is produced by FAIR, the National Media Watch Group based in New York. If you missed part of today's show or you'd like to hear previous shows, you can find shows and transcripts on our website, fair.org. The show is engineered by Riley Baer. I'm Janine Jackson. Thanks for listening to Counterspin.
Hi, folks. This is Kevin. I know for the past couple of weeks I've been meaning to get to this brief tribute to my good friend Delroy Williams, who passed away a few weeks ago. An unfortunate accident. My brother left us, and his music lives on. We're going to take a brief look at some of these songs in his career and look at the discography, which is pretty immense if you consider that he is relatively not a very well-known reggae artist, but very upful, very good-spirited brother, one of the most upful people I've ever met in my life. And we're going to take a brief period and pay tribute to Delly. Hope you enjoy it. We'll be right back.
lot of me, but then no money, there's no words, no.
Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
We are Lions. We bring hope where it's needed. We are a global force for good. Support causes that matter. Change lives. Change communities. Change the world. We can do more together than we can alone. Join in. Experience the joy of serving. Be part of the movement. Give back. Let's unite the world for good. We are Lions. You can be too. Visit weserve.org.
This is WRCT Pittsburgh. It's Sean Watson. You're listening to A Minute Pause. It is my show. It happens every Tuesday, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. You just heard Budgie, Crash Course in Brain Surgery. Before that, Lucifer's Friend, Toxic Shadows, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard gave you The River from their album Quarters, and started everything off with The Comet Is Coming with a track called Start Running from their complete studio recordings. Coming up, a lot of rock stuff today. Sir Lord Baltimore, Hawkwind, Blue Cheer and Atomic Rooster, Steppenwolf and Leslie West, and a track by Buffalo at the end of this hour. Not the Buffalo from Australia, but a new wave, a British heavy metal band, Buffalo. But before that, got some stuff to tell you to pay the bills, per se. WRCT is supported by Attic Records, located in Millvale. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. More information about selling records and new releases is available at atticrecordstoreinc.com or by calling 412-821-8484. During these uncertain times, people needing organ transplants need your help more than ever. There are lots of social networking websites, but one saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com, linking organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant. If you've considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, matchingdonors.com. Listen to better music. Consolidation is on Wednesday evenings from 7 to 10 p.m. All right, right back into the music. Next is Master Heartache by Sir Lord Baltimore. And up right after that is You'd Better Believe It by Hawkwind. Check out the playlist at wrct.org.
Wake up away. Bye.
The WRCT radio calendar. Here's what's going on around town. It is indeed time for the radio and music calendars here on WRCT. Pittsburgh WRCT and the radio calendar supported by Remaster Media. Remaster Media is an online tool that can reprocess and optimize audio sound for internet and broadcast settings for both professional and personal use. They offer tools that can add depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to audio and video, as well as noise reduction features to eliminate buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. More information on how to reprocess audio or video is available at remastermedia.com. All right, on the radio calendar right now, Pittsburgh Center for Arts and Media presents an exhibition with artist Ron Copeland titled The Story of the Blissfield General Store and the Pure Bliss Advertising Campaign. Ron Copeland explores his great-grandfather W.W. Moore's history of owning the local general store in a small farming town named Blissfield. The town sprung up in the 1890s when the Pennsylvania Railroad extended a commuter and freight line through the sleepy Ohio Valley. As America shifted away from the rails and into the driver's seat of the automobile, Blissfield was cut off from its lifeline. On display now through June 2nd at PCA&M, 1047 Shady Avenue in Shadyside. More info at pghartsmedia.org. And you can stop by the Pittsburgh Banjo Club's regular rehearsal every Wednesday at 8 p.m. and enjoy their music. Food and refreshments are available. Founded in 1988, the Pittsburgh Banjo Club is an all-volunteer band and organization that uses banjos, trumpets, tubas, and bass to perform popular music from the 1920s and 1930s. The Pittsburgh Banjo Club rehearses at the Allegheny Elks Lodge on Cedar Avenue in the north side. Reservations must be made by Tuesday at 5 p.m. for each Wednesday event. Call 412-321-1834 for reservations. If you or your organization would like an event included in the WRCT radio calendar, please send the details at least 2 weeks in advance to radio-calendar@wrct.org. Your eyes are the windows to your health. When was the last time you've had them examined? Millions of Americans have common vision problems that can be easily corrected. Find a window of time to schedule an eye exam today. For more information, visit www.nei.nih.gov/healthy-eyes. A message from the National Eye Institute at the National Institutes of Health and WRCT Pittsburgh. WRCT and the music calendar supported by Spack Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Garfield. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, wings, and salads while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers Pizza is currently online only and offers both takeout and delivery. For more information, email them at spackhelp@gmail.com or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. It is now time for the music calendar here on WRCT Pittsburgh. This Friday, May 24th, in the year